views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014, number 94, since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. You can listen to us from anywhere. Thank you if you are, W4CY Radio. K4HD Radio 24/7 on iHeartRadio. More info, www.yoandrewnts.com. I want you to tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo, email yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com, and Instagram me at yoandrewnts. It is amazing what we have done the past 2 years. Truly amazing. And I have to say, it feels great to sit in this chair, and it feels great to keep doing this through the good times and through the bad times. We get through it. And that's what we do best. And it's amazing how 2 years ago we were on Blog Talk Radio with our friends, the Power Play Network, who moved on their ways also. And to be airing on the AM internet and beyond. And of course, we'll see major changes in the next several months, but still, nothing compares to how much we've done the past 2 years. And I have a special treat for you. I'm going to put my current events, I'm going to put new guests, I'm going to put everything aside. I want to replay the first hour of the Yoandrew News Talk Show that was introduced on August 31st, 2012, 2 years ago, we aired the first hour here in our own studio, and we came a long way. You're going to hear the quality because we were on Blog Talk. You might hear the microphone. You might hear people. The show's changed. Equipment has changed. Where the program now airs has changed. For many of you who don't know who I was 2 years ago, you're not going to hear me. You're going to hear callers we had, and you're going to hear a lot more. This is a special first hour of the 94th broadcast here in the YNTS studio. The O. Andrew News Talk Show 2 year anniversary. Here is the first hour.
The O. Andrew News Talk Show. Really great for you to be with us. I know, really. It's always the first few seconds when you have no idea what the heck is going on. I tell you. Radio can't get any better than this. If you're listening on yoandrewnts.com and you're not hearing anything, probably won't ever get this message. Refresh your page. We are so sorry. We should have had the link up as a picture. But thanks for being with me, and welcome to the Orange News Talk Show. We are officially back, and it's great. You know, really is. It's been overdue. And it's been a long time. So, how's everyone doing out there? Everyone's doing good? Did you stay safe? Those were the last words I said. For all you guys listening, you should have remembered. I said that May 8th. 2012. I'm actually looking at the poster right in front of me where we had it. See, now I put my arms down, and now I'm just going to just talk. It's 8:05 p.m. Eastern time on my clock here. What was it now? What's the time now?
8:00. You said 5:00.
Oh, all right. Well, right now we have Matthew Goodhart's next to me, social ambassador. You must be saying, wow, Andrew, you are a multitasker. You could talk into both. I said, yeah. I mean, I have 8 fingers now. I was doing that 12. Yeah, now I have less fingers, but I can do more. But I want to thank a few people. Thank a few people for helping me get to this moment. Because it's not easy to wake up one morning and say, well, I'm going to do a radio show today. And not just a very small radio show with one microphone and a water bottle, but a huge team, outline, sounds, phone screeners, you name it. I want to thank first the whole crew here. Mary Claire, who's right now, she couldn't be with us today. Matthew Goodhart, who volunteered to be our social ambassador. He'll be on the mic sooner or later. Hopefully he can talk into it more. And then we're going to have to thank Howard Forrest, the Power Play radio show. They took me in July. I helped them out, and we're still growing in that show. And for him to be our first sponsor, to give us this great technology, I have to say thank you. And that's where we go out to you, to the whole Power Play Network, all the way down in Brooklyn, Monday and Wednesday nights, right in the same place, yoandrewnts.com, or you could listen in from the PowerPlayNetwork.com every Monday and Wednesday night. And then we also want to thank my parents. You can't get any better than them. If tomorrow my job said, okay, everyone, we're going to have bring your parent in and tell them what they want to do. Well, you know what? No more of that. I want to bring my parents in, and I want to tell everyone what they did for me individually, not what they do, not their career. And that's what a lot of kids should be doing, because we see, you know, parents and children really separating due to technology. So how about we have that? So that's a little tip, but they are wonderful. And I want everyone to stand up wherever you are, and I want you to give a round of applause to them. We can't do it here, even though, okay, stand up. Stand up. All right, a silent tap by our social ambassador. All right. We just thank you. I love you. Thank you. You put this together, and we're going to keep putting more together. See, now I'm sounding like a politician, so I should shut up now. Because you don't understand. It was a long time ago. I remember like it was yesterday, because I remember my mom and dad were always supportive. They said, you know, you want to do media. And some people don't know this, but when I was 5 years old, I used to do a show in my bathroom. I used to go in the bathroom and do a show. I had a dream-type show in my mind. Those are my hidden secrets now out to the whole internet world. And then from there, I did a recording show on a cassette with a few of my friends. Do you remember that?
I remember that. You had Granny, Nanny, Burger, all those guys. I remember you lost the tape, and we were just all so devastated that the tape was gone. And
it was. But,
that was the end of the recording.
Because what happened was the tape fell off my pants or something, and then in the lunchroom, but before you know it, I could never find it again. But it wasn't like a talk show. It was more of a, I guess, come on and about. But then after that, I moved over into radio. I did a prank show at first. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I mean, I was in my YouTube phase doing a lot of video editing that I would love to get back into in the future. And then after that, I moved into talk radio. And we talked about a few gossip stories. But then it was September of junior year. It was 2010. I had my first producer. It was Larry Caputo. He is the son of the wonderful lady. What's her name? She's on the TLC, Long Island Medium. Yeah, that's her son. He was a producer on my show. Great show, actually. Really inspiring. Love to get her on. I'm going to probably get her name in a few seconds. You want to look that up? Yeah. We'll get her name. Give her a shout out. And then that's when my father got me into politics. He said, Andrew, you want to make the right choice? You want to do the right choice? We got to get you to hear the right people. And I said, all right, let's hear this out. And then that's when I got into talk radio. And now I just listen to talk radio all the time. And news talk radio, it was September of 2011 when we officially created the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. A few months before that, we created our logo. We launched our site in March. We launched our return in June. And then from now, we're sitting here. And we're here in the YNTS studios in Staten Island, New York. And we love you to call in because, you know what? You gotta might as well call in now because these phone lines might start getting crazy, or I might just be over exaggerating. 347-426-3933. 347-426-3933. Don't be wasting your time. Don't ever be left behind. We want you to get on there and do those phone lines. But I want to get into Teresa.
Teresa, yeah.
I got the name before you even said it.
You didn't even need me. Did not even need my help.
You must have went on Wikipedia.
Google.
All right.
Came right up.
All right. All right, that works. All right. So, yeah, no, I figured that out. But let's get into the first conversation of the night. And it's these shootings that's been going on in our country. I mean, ever since the Tucson, Arizona shooting, Tucson with Gabrielle Giffords. She was speaking out in front of a corner deli, and then that's when a young man, you know, shot fire. Again, it was a tragic moment, and we saw everyone come together, and everyone united. Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, who's been in a lot of controversy, and then we saw President Obama come on the podium, and some say, even the conservatives, one of his best speeches ever, closing the country, bringing people together, finally saying we are the United States. Then after that, we suddenly disappeared. Suddenly the United disappeared. The sense of shooting disappeared. We don't know where it went. We don't know what happened. Until we saw Aurora, Colorado. It was the night, the Dark Knight movie premiere. Could be one of the biggest, not of all time, sorry Avengers, that you can actually see in theater now, this weekend. God knows why they're doing that. And then it was when a young man, James Holmes, shot fire in a movie theater. Later on in the month, We saw a Sikh temple, a man fired in a temple because of religious reasons. We then saw another 2 weeks later, the Empire State Building shooting with a young man because of a firing that's happened, unemployment. We saw just 3 days ago in Baltimore, because of bullying, a young boy went to the cafeteria, shot fire at the bully, and then walked away. He shot up at the ceiling, the scary one, but he walked away. And then just this morning, we saw in New Jersey a wild shooting in a Pathmark. So we've been seeing a lot. I know the Baltimore one and the Pathmark one you didn't hear about, but you heard about the Empire State Building. The Sikh Temple, you might have heard about it, and everyone heard about the Dark Knight. Now, again, I'm not getting into gun control. I'm not getting into that conversation. No reason for me to. I want to get into this. Do we know who people are anymore? Do we know who people are anymore? The problem is we don't. And there's a difference between who you know and who you trust. It's who you know. It's what it comes down to. You're sitting there in your classroom. You're in the supermarket
ringing up someone's groceries. You're selling someone a laptop or a phone in your convenience store that you might own or you might be employed at. And when do you ever think, well, this man doesn't look like he's going to do anything. It doesn't look like he's going to harm anyone. But then the next week, something happens. Now, it's the reason why I bring up this question is because it doesn't get brought up the way it should. And if we can identify this question, if we can find symptoms, find clues, you know, when you see detectives or you see men and women who work in that field who can just look at someone and say that guy's lying or that guy's going to do something or he looks suspicious, he's a part of that plan, I think let's get him. And then by the end of the movie, nothing happens. He's going to destroy a skyscraper or he's going to do a massive shooting in a place. But by the end of the movie, everything's fine. That's Hollywood. And yes, we can't compare Hollywood, but right now, why can't we? Why can't we be those Americans? We already have this system in New York, that's where we're airing, where if you see something, say something. Usually it's items, but maybe we should put that now for people. I'm not saying you should live your whole life with monoculars outside your window and your little clothes blinds. No. I'm not saying you should live in fear.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
The road to 100 has begun.
All right, everyone sit down. For some of you who haven't realized it yet, the summer is coming to an end. And it's really scary because I saw the weather today in New York, for example. It's going to be in the 70s all week long. That's not a good sign. I know the pool's going to close. The beautiful weather is going to come to an end. It's going to disappear. I wouldn't take out those boots yet. Our friends Leslie Sansone Walk at Home is giving away a grand prize for those who want to take a walk in the living room for a change. I want you to be a part of it. If you're a big walker, it's very easy to enter, very simple to do. You take a picture of your walking shoes, and if you have Twitter, tweet out the picture of your shoes. These are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks. Okay? Take a picture of your walking shoes. Tweet out with this picture, these are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks. Then follow Leslie Sansone on Leslie Walks. Follow Leslie Sansone at Leslie Walks. Very simple to do, very easy. Don't be left behind. Or you're listening to the program, get up and enter. Walkers are always welcome.
I'm Matt Pat, host of the YouTube show Game Theory, and you're listening to Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
I've had my shoes and kicked in my bed, but I come through. The beats are going on. We are the champions, my friend.
If you're just rolling in, you got that Labor Day vacation still all over you. I know how it is. I really do. We have been celebrating 2-year anniversary of the Yo Andrew News Talk Show here in the YNTS studio. And if you want to give out your congratulations, you can go on my Twitter at AndrewTreeGeo, Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS, or even send a picture where you're listening today on my Instagram at YoAndrewNTS. We continue the very first hour we broadcasted on August 31st, 2012, we remember the Yo Andrew News Talk Show 2-year anniversary. Here is the first hour. We continue the first hour of the program that was aired. Listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show right now. I mean, and you see this man, and something's wrong. Something's going to happen, or something's going to in the future. I'm going to report this. By doing that, by throwing some education like that, how much money would we save? How much bipartisan would we not lose in our government? Gun control. The conversation of gun control could actually be spoken about differently by just identifying who someone is. Now, you may not get it all the time, but if we can see some percentages in the near future, wow. Well, look at that. I can't believe it. We actually decreased chances of young men and women grabbing guns for the wrong reason because we actually had a chance to identify who these people are. And by teaching people at a young age, they wouldn't have such a chance of doing it either. Because that's what it used to be like. That's what this country used to go by. Closed family doors. And now we see that families are breaking apart. That doesn't mean that we should now resolve to a political issue to create ratings in the media and to make our politicians smile a little bit and their pockets just a little bit bigger. We want you to call in 347-426-3933. 347-426-3933. Someone's listening. Unless the media player is having a field day. I know, that media player is having a field day out there. So we definitely want you to call in. Because, you know, I'm not saying this is going to work. No. I'm just saying it's a possibility. It's a possibility that, you know, we can create some progress when it comes to cracking down. Another issue I want to get into is this, and this is a good one. This is a good one. I'm going to get you on this. Right now, ever since the Aurora, Colorado shooting, we have seen now the Sikh temple, and we saw Baltimore, and this morning in Pathmark. If it wasn't, for that Aurora shooting 2 months ago, would we actually see more of this in the media? Would we see more of this in the media? Would I know this morning's shooting? Would it be breaking news? Or is it because we're all in fear, we all don't know how to handle the situation of violence, the situation of building up of violence or guns, we now fear. So, okay, now the media can come in, they can try to create ratings. Because we know that everyone's going to be watching, we're all scared, we're all in fear. Or the media's being true. The American people is paying attention, and we want to sit and we want to crack down on this. And the media says we have to report it. I don't know. I have no clue. Mario is on my phone line. He wants to speak. He wants to talk. Mario, welcome to the Orange News Talk Show. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I'd like the show so far pretty good. Great to see you doing big things since
thank you.
MSV. And you bring up a lot of interesting points about the trend of all these shootings that have been happening. One thing I want to know is, the topic of gun control is becoming a lot bigger now. How big do you think gun control will be a concern in this upcoming election?
Well, I mean, I didn't want to get into politics, but might as well. And we're getting, we knew it was coming. And how much I wanted to stay away from gun control, I'm just bringing it back into the pot. Gun control will be a concern during the debates. When President Barack Obama for the Democrat Party is being nominated next week, Mitt Romney recently nominated, when those two debate when they're debating, they will be asked a question, and they might be, because like I just said, it's really been in the media lately in a much larger trend, unless it's just me. So it will be a big concern in the debates. Yeah, maybe back and forth, but not for so long. They may talk about, the National Rifle Association coming in, and they might, how much money they put into government. And then, of course, what will you do if you were president? How would you crack down on violence in the United States? So it will be a concern there. After that, yeah, you are not going to hear it. The problem is, Mario, Americans want to see jobs, and they want to see the economy boom, and that's what they're really fighting for. So gun control, unless the media decide to finally say, you know what, we're not getting any ratings anymore, let's end it, then it's not going to be a huge concern. It will be for about 5 minutes. It's going to be jobs, it's going to be the economy, and it's going to be other reasons that I can't tell you. Mario, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. We're now going to bring on Chris. Chris, you're from New Jersey. Welcome to the Orange News Talk Show. What's on your mind, Chris?
Actually, I'm from Staten Island, and you know me very well.
What are you from New Jersey for, Chris? I mean,
that's where I'm located now.
Oh, oh.
He asked me where I was calling from.
Fort State.
Not where I was from.
What's on your mind?
I don't know. I just heard about this shooting today. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So right now, are you close by this shooting, or it's far from where you are?
Actually, we went out to eat in a town that was like maybe 5-10 minutes from there. It's pretty crazy. And my dad in Old Bridge, we were not too far from there. Pretty crazy to hear about that. I was talking to people about it. They said this happened at 4 a.m. before the store even opened.
So wait, so this actually happened before the store even opened? So it was between employees, I would think.
Yeah, that's something that I heard, but I heard it was some kind of military guy or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. And that's what really adds on to our conversation, Chris, is why is every type of shooting in the United States we've seen had a common issue? We saw Colorado entertainment. We saw the Sikh temple religion. We saw Baltimore a few days ago, bullying. We saw last week with the Empire State Building, unemployment. Today, now we see military action, you know, maybe something psychologically wrong, you know, when being dismissed from the military. I just don't understand how every shooting has a common issue that this country is having trouble with to really look at and solve.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Well, I mean, that as long as you're okay, and as long as everyone within the Garden State is okay, and then that's what.
Yeah.
That's
what. It was just three people, and then the guy killed himself. So. I mean, he's not going to do any more harm, but it's still pretty crazy.
Well, actually, it's shown that two victims were both store employees, one age 18, one age 24. Fired more than 16 rounds before turning the gun on himself.
So, whoa.
So three people dead, counting the killer.
That's crazy. You know, it doesn't add up to me why this keeps happening. And, you know, you can say to yourself, how can we solve this? But, Chris, I want to ask you this question. You know, how should this be solved then? You know, how can we create a gun control if in this situation you had a military representative, and then a few days ago you had a white collar, and then just 2 days ago you had a young boy. I mean, how can you create, you know, rules and solve this problem where you have all different age groups and different positions going on? Do you have any opinion on that?
I mean, it depends on how you want to legislate it. I mean, I understand everything is, in terms of gun control, is litigated by the state. So I don't see a problem with that, because there's places like down in Texas and down in the South where there's a lot more hunting and there's a lot more, like, that kind of gaminess. And I think over there, it's, like, having a gun might not be a bad thing, or even, like, just around wildlife. You know, you don't want... Like, you got an animal coming into your home, like a bear or something, like, you can't defend that. But in terms of something like this, I mean, sure, you could have some kind of gun control, but will you ever really get guns off the street? Or do you want to make guns illegal and then have people who just want to defend themselves and not actually use it? Do you want them to, you know, not have access to these guns now? I think that's the big question, too.
And your questions and your points are right on the money. And those are questions that are asked by American people every day, Chris. And that is, yeah, you take away the guns, but what about off the streets and how people can obtain it? Chris, thanks for your call. Really appreciate it.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs, nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Hey everyone, Yo Andrew here. What I want to do really quickly with you is share with you my favorite Robin Williams movie, and out of all the movies he's been in, my childhood and childhood before and childhood now, my favorite Robin Williams movie has to be Miss Doubtfire, and my favorite scene from it is when Robin Williams, who's playing the character Miss Doubtfire, he's already drunk from drinking so much scotch that he doesn't realize what character he is, and he has an interview, a dinner with this boss he's trying to impress, and this is how the scene goes forward. You probably already know it. My favorite scene by Robin Williams from my favorite movie, Miss Doubtfire. Enjoy the rest of the show. Here's a clip.
Can I help you, man?
Oh, sorry I'm late. After all those scotches, I had to piss like a racehorse.
Daniel?
Yeah?
Why in God's name are you dressed like a woman?
Oh, damn. Well, I'd like you to meet the host of your new show.
Host?
Euphigenia Doubtfire, dear. I specialize in the education and entertainment of children.
Surprise!
All right, tell me, why would Mrs. Doubtfire be a good host?
I'm a hip old granny who could hip-hop, bebop, dance till you drop, and yo-yo make a wicked cup of cuckoo.
The road to 100 has begun.
Robin Williams, again, I already said this already, created many great movies, especially in the 90s. And I would say the prime of his career in the Hollywood industry was the 90s, especially the $200 million and over box office hit, Miss Doubtfire. So I'm calling all nostalgic minds in the world to come with me again. We speak a language you can understand. Who's the 90s child? Well, I have a great place for you to answer that question. www.facebook.com/a90s child. A like page dedicated to our fan base and children of the 1990s, even though everyone else is invited. They post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. What's great about it is you don't have to be a Facebook user. You can just go on the like page and scroll down every day to see the new content posted. View it on your mobile, tablet, or computer. Make sure to keep track for giveaways and their weekly podcast starting very soon. If you or you know someone who loves the 90s, show them a 90s child Facebook like page, the only 90s page of its kind. Hope everyone is having fun tonight. Hopefully everyone's got those party hats on. That's what I want to see. I want to see one of those crazy party hats.
See, for the 100th broadcast, you know, that's going to be a great show. It's going to be a celebration like no other. We're going to have great guests on. We hope to have a live audience. We hope to have a lot of great people around us. That's a milestone. The 2-year anniversary is a great way to remember. That's what an anniversary is. You remember something that's been around for a long time. You're celebrating the memories and what you created. The 100th broadcast is a milestone, and we need to mark that milestone with great things. So when someone comes up to me and tells me, hey, Andrew, what the heck's the difference between a 2-year anniversary and the 100th broadcast in a few weeks, that's really what the difference is. So I know some of you are probably thinking that. After this show, in a few more weeks, another is coming right around the corner, and believe me, we're very excited for that, and we've been planning that for many weeks, and we hope you'll be a part of that too. We're going to play the ending of the first hour that we broadcasted 2 years ago. If you're just joining us, we are celebrating the 2-year anniversary of the Orange News Talk Show. But here it is, the end of the hour that we broadcasted 2 years ago here in the YNTS studio, Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
I'm not this person where I need my cell phone every single day. Yes, I like my emails. Yes, I like hearing from you guys, though there comes a time where it needs to stop. But believe me, Verizon and AT&T, they know what the consumer wants, and they want smartphones. They want the Droid, the iPhone, the Motorola phones, the Droid Razor, and the Blackberries. The only problem is you got to connect it. And to connect it, you need data. And for data, it becomes at a very hefty price these days because, according to Forbes, 70% of America is now going to smartphones. 70%! You know what the only 30% is now? I can just give it to you on top of my head. The 30% are the senior citizens and the young boys and girls ages 10 and under. Those are the other 30%. All right, maybe you got those group of people who feel, well, Andrew, I don't want a phone. I want to be alone. I want to be a loner. I want to go into a little corner. Right, Matt? You want to go to a corner?
I'm in the corner right now.
You're in the corner? but you're not on your cell phone, though.
I got my phone right here. I got the Angry Birds going. I'm in my corner playing Angry Birds, so I'm good right now.
So is it the fifth game of Angry Birds now? They go angry. It's like Mario. You know, first Mario started off in a beautiful land, and then before you know it, Mario's bouncing off of mushrooms. He's stealing cars and driving them, and Angry Birds has entered the same predicament. Now, speechless. Angry, yeah, you know what? Because the Angry Birds can't speak, so that's what's happened. We're going to move on to our next guest here tonight, and because I feel this is important for every consumer. You all go into smartphones, you all might have them, and if you want a new smartphone tomorrow, you want to be informed and you don't want to be left behind. So we're going to bring on our next guest to give us an insight on these brand new data plans. From Verizon and AT&T only, they're the only ones that have done this shared data plans. You share a pot of data with a family, and of course, from there, we're all confused. Sprint might be getting it in the future. He's a senior editor for Computer World, been a writer and reporter for 31 years. He was a part of the City News Bureau of Chicago and the Montgomery Journal in Rockville, Maryland. For Computer World, he covers mobile and wireless smartphones and other handhelds and wireless networking. You can read his blog, Ramblin' Hamblin', on computerworld.com. He is Matt Hamblin. Matt, thanks for being on the O'Angelo News Talk Show with me. I hope everything is well.
Thank you.
Matt, I want to begin off with these data plans. Hundreds of consumers are now moving to smartphones. It could be the Droid, it could be the Windows phone, could be the iPhone, or just a smartphone we have not heard of just yet. And now they're being introduced, the consumers from Verizon and AT&T only,
with this choice of data plans with their smartphone. You have to get a smartphone, you have to get a data plan, and now it's called shared data plans. Can you explain to my audience and me what these shared data plans are?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's pretty complicated, but the essence is that there are buckets of data, gigabytes, that you can buy and share across 10 different devices. And then if you have a family with, say, 10 kids, or let's say 8 kids and 2 parents, you could conceivably have all of them each having a device. Maybe it's a smartphone, but it could be something else, like a tablet. And they could buy a big chunk of data and share it. That is, if one didn't use a lot of data in 1 month, when the other used a lot more, you would be able to accommodate both under the same plan.
So, Matt, you said that this is a complicated system that Verizon and AT&T are giving out to their consumers. If they know it's complicated, have they done any possible way to make it easier for their customers?
Yeah, there are ways.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show, every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at AndrewTweetGeo.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
The road to 100 has begun.
All right, everyone sit down. For some of you who haven't realized it yet, the summer is coming to an end, and it's really scary because I saw the weather today in New York, for example. It's going to be in the 70s all week long. That's not a good sign. I know the pool's going to close, the beautiful weather is going to come to an end, it's going to disappear. Are we going to take out those boots yet? Our friends Leslie Sansom Walking Home is giving away a grand prize for those who want to take a walk in the living room for a change. I want you to be a part of it. If you're a big walker, it's very easy to enter, very simple to do. You take a picture of your walking shoes, and if you have Twitter, tweet out the picture of your shoes. These are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks. Okay? Take a picture of your walking shoes. Tweet out with this picture, these are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks. Then follow Leslie Sansone on Leslie Walks. Follow Leslie Sansone at Leslie Walks. Very simple to do, very easy. Don't be left behind. Or you're listening to the program, get up and enter. Walkers are always welcome.
I'm Matt Pat, host of the YouTube show Game Theory, and you're listening to Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes.
So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or two-mile workout three times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll-free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
The road to 100 has begun.
All right, everyone sit down. For some of you who haven't realized it yet, the summer is coming to an end, and it's really scary because I saw the weather today in New York, for example. It's going to be in the 70s all week long. That's not a good sign. I know the pool's going to close. The beautiful weather is going to come to an end. It's going to disappear. I wouldn't take out those boots yet. Our friends Leslie Sansone Walk at Home is giving away a grand prize for those who want to take a walk in the living room for a change. I want you to be a part of it. If you're a big walker, it's very easy to enter, very simple to do. You take a picture of your walking shoes, and if you have Twitter, tweet out the picture of your shoes. These are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks. Okay? Take a picture of your walking shoes, tweet out with this picture, these are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks. Then follow Leslie Sansone on Leslie Walks. Follow Leslie Sansone at Leslie Walks. Very simple to do, very easy. Don't be left behind. Or you're listening to the program, get up and enter. Walkers are always welcome.
I'm Matt Pat, host of the YouTube show Game Theory, and you're listening to Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or two-mile workout three times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll-free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.